Stop struggling, little man. I've finally caught you. Oh, you're a little weaker than I would have liked, but you are still a man. I have finally caught myself a husband. Oh, I'd like to see you try. Now, if you would just stop struggling, I wouldn't have to drag you. That's better. It is good you know when you are outmatched. An obedient husband is just what I need. Here, we're nearly back in my village. Hurry up. Oh, get up. Oh, I'll throw you over my shoulder if I have to. You are a funny man. Just come on, we're here. Ah, home at last. My mother will be pleased. Time to announce my return. Oh, it looks like my sisters have returned from their conquest as well. I do love a challenge. Come on, future husband. My hut is this way. Ah, come on. Oh, don't worry about the other Amazonians. They wouldn't dare hurt you, as you are mine. They were just here to watch. We are normally friendly with mankind, respecting your laws, and even trading with your people. But this is a special month for us Amazonians. It is the time of the year when we have our traditional breeding season. Those of us who are unattached go out and capture men to bring back to claim as their husbands. And I am special, even amongst the Amazonians. I am the strongest, the fairest of all the Amazonians. My mother is also the chief of this village. That makes me an Amazon princess. Now, let me get you out of these clothes. Let me gaze upon my future husband. Your profession suits you well. For someone who is not a warrior, you are still quite fit. And you are definitely endowed where it counts. I look forward to making that cock mine. Now, get on that bed. Yes, it is plush. It is a royal bed after all. Sisters, tie him down for me. Now, be quiet and let me get out of my furs, and then we can finally consummate our marriage. Normally, we capture men and bring them back here, and then we let you go and hunt you down. If an Amazon recaptures a man, she claims him as her husband. But my royal blood allows me to choose a husband for myself. You are not the strongest man I've seen, nor do you seem to be the smartest, but you do intrigue me. There is something about you. It draws me to you. I've watched you for a while, always taking the same route between the markets. You always looked a little bored, always alone. But there was still something about you. You piqued my interest. You were not a fighter, nor a warrior. But one time, while I watched, you came across a bandit trying to attack a young farm girl. But still, you intervened. You went to help her, and you scared off the bandit. You saved her. That willpower and determination is what attracted me to you. And now I've got you for myself. I had to select a worthy husband, and here you are. Now you cannot escape me. I intend to mate with you and claim you as my husband. I will make you plant your seed inside me, and make you honor your future wife with a royal child. Oh, yes, husband. I believe I'm going to enjoy this very much. But first, you must drink this vitality potion. It will keep you hard and improve the quality of your seed. Drink it. Drink it. There you go. It tastes of berries, so it shouldn't taste unpleasant. Look, it is already taking effect. I am just stroking your cock, and it's already getting hard. Your cock tastes good, husband. I believe we have found where your true talent lies. Oh, the first time is always finished too quickly. Males always struggle to last against Amazonian skill. So, let me get the first one out of the way. Your seed tastes just as good. See, the potion is keeping you rock hard for me. I can keep fucking you as long as I desire. And with you tied down, there isn't much you can do. But accept that I'm going to ride you hard until you plant your seed deep, deep inside me. Don't look at my sisters, husband. They are only enjoying the view. They may look, but not touch you, unless I command it. They will finger themselves, trying to imagine it was their pussies swallowing your cock. Now, it is time for my cunt to claim your cock as my own. By the gods, you are thicker than I expected. Yes. Truly a sword worthy of my sheath. Yes. You feel so good. You're stretching me out so much. Oh, you are such a worthy husband. I'm looking forward to feeling your seed burst inside me. Yes, you will impregnate the Amazonian princess with a royal child. It is a great honor. Yes. I will make you happy to stay. We will fuck many, many times. And we will have a large family. Oh, by the gods, yes. Yes, you feel amazing. Your cock feels so good inside me. Oh, yes. I want your seed, husband. I want to feel you burst inside me. Yes. Oh, yes, fuck me. Oh, yeah. Yes, come, husband. Oh, I'm so close to coming. I want your seed inside me. Oh, yes, I need it inside me. Oh, please. Oh, gods, please. Oh, mark me as yours, as you mark me as mine. Hey, Yes. Yes. Oh, come on, husband. Oh, yes, come inside my womb. Oh, yes. Oh, flood me with your skin. Yes. Oh, so much. So, so much. Oh, yes. Oh, so hot. I want it all. Oh, I want to milk it out of you. Oh, I want to ride you until you give me everything. Yes, yes. Every single drop. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that was good, my husband. You're wonderful. I am thrilled. My interest in you was not misplaced. Oh, I can feel your cum inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I can feel it dripping down my thigh. Oh, you did well, husband. I chose well. Untie you? Why would I do that? You've given me a child. Oh, it is only fair you give something to my sisters. Oh, yes, you see, one of the jobs of a royal is to find a mate for his sisters who cannot find one. They cannot claim you as their husband. That is my right and mine alone. But I will allow them to experience what you've given me. Yes. Oh, yes. There is plenty more seed inside you, thanks to that potion. Now you can seed my unlucky sisters, too. See you soon, my sisters. Oh, and don't kill him, sisters. He is mine. I expect him in one piece when you've finished. See you soon, husband.